We take you now back to the headquarters of the Yes Camp at the Paul Sauvé Arena, where Robert Viro is standing by once again. Robert?
Well, Bob, for the first time, four Quebec entertainers have approached and have gone on stage now. And finally, someone has begun to attempt to stir this crowd into something. It's been relatively quiet, but now the buzz is getting louder, and we're getting the odd boos and cheers.
Getting to the heart of the story every afternoon. Natasha Hall, CJAD 800.
Did you recognize that voice? From the referendum, the Olympics, hostage takings, mob hits, Robert Viro saw a whole lot during his years as a newscaster and a reporter here at CJAD 800. And then he went on to teach others how to do what he did, including teaching the likes of our own Robin Flynn at the Montreal Radio School. Robert Viro joins us now. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Natasha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Hey, you've got a great shift there. That afternoon gig, you've got time in the morning for the kids and a little bit of social life, and then you get to play radio in the afternoon.
I like that in theory.
Not only that, but you get to play radio on CJAD, which is the best thing.
It's been a dream come true for me, honestly, Robert. Why didn't you?
It's been a dream come true for, I think, anybody who's worked at CJAD, Natasha.
Ain't that the truth? Why don't you take us back to how you got started at CJAD 800?
Oh, my gosh. I was working in a station in Northern Ontario, my hometown, and Ted Blackman, the program director, news director at the time, called me up and, how would you like to do overnights? And Ted had a pretty raspy voice, you know. And I said, sure. How much are you making? And so I told him, he says, well, I guess I can match that. So that's how it started, and I did, I think, 10 months of overnight, including one New Year's Eve, having to spend my New Year's Eve with my lovely wife at the time at home. That's when the studio was at on Mountain Street, I believe, and I remember the windows opened then in that old building, and I remember at 12 midnight after my newscast, there was just a parade of convertibles, believe it or not, January 1st. Rolling down St. Catherine Street. And it was quite a moment, yeah. But there have been a lot of moments at CJAD, and that was just one of them.
We're speaking with Robert Viro, former newscaster and reporter. He worked at CJAD 800 over two stints. I understand your most memorable story involved going to a peaceful protest that ended up not being peaceful, and shots were being fired as you were broadcasting live. Tell us about that, Robert.
Oh, well, that was the... let me jog my memory. The flour mill strike.
The Robin Hood.
In 76 or 77. And, Quebec, 80% of the flour mills in Quebec were shut down because of this strike and because of the flour mill strike. And bakeries were closing down and, people were starting to hoard bread. There was this supposedly peaceful protest in front of, I believe it was the Robin Hood flour mill in East End, Montreal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was just sitting in my mobile. Actually, I did the report without even getting out of the car. We had a 77 Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Nice.
I remember it was a brand new car. I hope you don't mind my mentioning that.
I love it.
It was a beautiful car, 77 Cutlass. Yeah, big V8. And I just sat in my car doing these reports, and all of a sudden, the supposedly peaceful protesters crashed the gate and got onto the Robin Hood property. And these guys came out of the building. They were dressed in Hawaiian shorts and T-shirts, so we didn't think they were going to harm anybody. All of a sudden, shotguns came out, and shots were fired. And, I think the other reporters as well who were there didn't think much of it other than these cartridges being loaded with salt, because that's what was going on or had happened the week before. You know, they had shot salt at them.
Okay.
But this time, the workers, at least those, the strikers, started to fall down. And they weren't tripping over themselves. They were shot and they were bleeding. And all of a sudden we realized that, hey, this is real ammunition. So Can you imagine?
Were you terrified? You must have been terrified.
It's sad that it happened, but on the other hand, for any news reporter going live at that time, it doesn't get better because cops were coming in, ambulances were coming in, and riot squad, and like, wow. It was mayhem.
And Robert, but, I'm assuming you stayed inside the car that entire time. I'm hoping you didn't get out to check things.
No, I got out.
You
did? Are you kidding? The closer to the action you get, the better it is.
That's youth, right? When you've got youth on your side.
Well, I didn't want to get I made sure the car was away. I didn't want to get gunshots into our brand new Cutlass.
The Cutlass. You're very smart. That's very smart, Robert. Also, because the station would be upset too, right? So.
They would be. Yeah.
I love the mentality.
Actually, you know what? You know, I got to tell you, CJD, the management there then and now, very understanding and very forgiving. You know, if you did your job, that's really all that mattered. You did your job as best as you could, and the consequences, they had your back. You know, they would take care of you. And I'm sure as they do today, you know.
Indeed. And I think there's something that we all have in common, Robert, which is that idea that you get out of the car and you go towards the story. Like that, there's something inside us that just drives us to do that. And the bosses feel that way too. And, you know, it, generation to generation, I think that's one thing that hasn't changed. When stuff is going down, we want to be there and we want to make sure we're able to tell the story. It's got to feel good to be part of history, Robert.
Well, you know, that I think you've just hit it. And that's been the success of CJAD. I remember when Blackman hired me, he said, I said, well, I'll be there in 2 weeks or so. He said, oh, well, I'm not in a hurry to get an all-night guy, but you're an asset anyway. So, you know, right from the get-go, you know, he instilled confidence and pride in being part of CJAD and motivation.
Indeed.
And so when you were out on the job site, you really got to the front of the line, elbowed your way through the reporters, especially during the referendum when all this excitement and crisis was going on the streets. Even amongst reporters, there was quite the conflict between French and English at the time.
Some things never change.
And, you know, you had to get the story and get it straight and get it the front of the line and get that microphone in that person's face and get the job done and get it back to the station as quickly as possible.
And you did just that. Robert, what a pleasure to hear your voice on the radio again today. And I know many people listening are having that same trip down memory lane with you. Thank you.
That's very kind of you to mention.
Thank you for your time. Great to talk to you. Oh, I think we'll be losing there at the end. Oh,
no, I'm here.
Okay, I'm just wishing you well. You take care. Thank you for your time.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, and thanks again for and thanks again for having me on, and congratulations on the 75th.
Well, and
just a quick note.
Please.
I mean, it's just been a formative years at CJAD for myself and for many others. I know for a fact, and again, that's because of good management. You know, in large part from Mac McCurdy, I guess, at the very, very beginning, Jareth of DuPont, and right up to Chris Burry. I mean, these are very excellent management people, and a big part of the success of the 75th anniversary.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for your time, Robert. Great to talk to you.
Hey, a pleasure. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye now. That is Robert Vireau, former newscaster and reporter here at CJAD 800.